Tens of thousands of people will be bringing cell phones, pagers, and PCs to the Republican National Convention. My guest Frank Punzo has to make sure that the convention center is equipped to handle hundreds of thousands of simultaneous conversations and data transmissions. He's the sales manager for the convention's official telecommunications provider, Verizon. That's the new name of the newly merged companies of Bell Atlantic and GTE. Punzo has been virtually living at the First Union Center in Philadelphia, where the convention will be held. I asked him about the difference in communications needs between this convention and earlier ones.
Probably the biggest differences are the internet connectivity and cell phones. Cell phones in 96 were just coming out in the what was called PCS arena, and now, of course, everyone has a cell phone. It's almost ubiquitous. And I think that's the biggest thing. People coming in from wherever they're coming from, every delegate, every media organization, everyone having a cell phone. So that's probably the biggest. And the internet challenge has been the biggest because everyone now is using the internet for both broadcasting as well as just information sharing.
So what have you had to do to make sure that the people who are doing internet programs or using the internet in any other way will be able to do what they need to do?
The biggest things have been boost capacities. We've had to build more than we would have thought we would have had to build if it were just a regular old voice and data type of convention, voice being, you know, regular old phone lines. The data has just increased significantly. The internet has just exploded in this convention. There was an internet alley in 96 in San Diego, but here that's grown. And the Committee on Arrangements, who's actually putting this convention on with the Republican Party, their needs have grown. Things like the media intranet that they're putting on, where the media previously had to walk around to the tents or send runners to get information on speeches and so forth, it will all be online. You know, that's a big boost in terms of for the media organizations, you know, the big networks or even the smaller networks, for them to get information on the speeches. It was always paper before. Now it's all electronic.
How many miles of wire have you laid so far?
I would have to say we've run, I think the term is conductor miles, about 6,600 to 7,000 miles of conductor wire, probably on the premise, on the First Union Center property. If you count everything else we've done in the city and the different, you know, fiber connections that we've made to bring it from the central offices to kind of control these things down to the First Union Center, it's probably another 2,000, you know, conductor miles on top of that. I mean, it's really a big job. The cable's still being pulled as we speak.
So what happens to all this wire when the convention's over?
It actually all gets chopped up and carried away. And we hope to be able to recycle some of it and recoup some of that money. But the bottom line is we have to be out of the site by August the 14th. So we have to pull it out as fast as or faster than we pulled it in, because we had about a month to pull it in. And we have to take it someplace and get rid of it.
Would you describe the areas that are set aside for the media and what you've done in those areas?
Sure. Of course, you have many, many media agencies. You have the major television networks like CBS or NBC. You have the smaller news agencies or radio stations. A lot of those are in the pavilions, what they're called pavilions. Tents cost me a dollar every time I say it, so there's a dollar I just threw out the window. But in each one
wait,
of those—
Wait, you're not supposed to say tent?
No, you're supposed to say pavilions.
Ten sounds too downscale or
yes.
Makeshift? Sounds like you're camping.
Yeah. The tents are, I'd love to have a tent like this to camp in. It's about the size of a football field inside, carpeted with a raised floor and air conditioned. So I'll take that anytime. But it is, and well lit as well. But most of this what I'll call the smaller news agencies, not the major networks, are in these pavilions. And they're in there. So we've had to make connections from their pavilion inside the center so that they can monitor everything that's going on. There are five major pavilions, one of those being what's called Victory Pavilion. That's for the Committee on Arrangements. There's four big ones that are the media areas. And then beyond that, you have, of course, all the major networks, and they have their own compounds. And their compounds are gated compounds with probably on average, I'm going to use CBS as an example, about 25 trailers, okay, that house their production folks, their stars, if you will, and anyone who's involved with putting on a TV production. So we've had to wire every one of those, from their broadcast cables to their voice cables to their data cables for internet. So just about every mile of cable we've run in there. Some have had the option of doing their own, but inside the compound they can do their own. between the compounds. We've done it all, and into the building. If you were in the First Union Center as a convention site, if you've ever watched a hockey or a basketball game in there, you wouldn't recognize it now when you go in. It's a challenge, but we were up to it. We got it done.
What kind of security precautions are you taking?
Well, we are working with the Secret Service. We're working with the Philadelphia Police and, of course, the FBI and everything that they do. Each one of us has to get security clearance before we're allowed on the site to work there. That's the first thing. Secondly, we're putting guards and fencing around our equipment, and we have people there, or we'll have people there 24/7, as this convention goes on. So we won't have an area that is unprotected from our perspective. And I think that the way that the Secret Service is blanketing the convention site, very few people will get into it. And the great thing about that site is it is all fenced in. So it's difficult to get into the site because of the fencing on the outside. So it's kind of a self-contained city into itself. So it makes it a lot easier.
No, I understand that you and a good deal of your staff are going to be sleeping on the premises of the convention center to make sure you're available.
If we sleep, yes.
Do you have a little room with beds in it for you?
No, we actually have a trailer that we'll probably just have people that will pretty much be up around the clock trying to work and probably catch some sleeping chairs and things like that. So it's, we didn't make accommodations for Winnebago's like some of the networks. So the networks have very cushy quarters in compared to ours. We set a whole new tone for, trailer trash with our trailer when we moved in. But it's functional. That's what we wanted it for. It gets the job done. And, we'll have more than enough. There's, plenty of bathrooms within the center. There's areas where we can go to freshen up. We've gotten food delivered by the catering folks, I won't say around the clock, but at least 3 meals per day. So folks are fed and they'll have the ability to, sleep a little bit.
So are you going to watch any of the coverage?
I'll be there every day. Hopefully.
Watch it on TV.
Watch it on TV. If we get our connection into our trailer, yes. we're actually providing on the premises, on the convention grounds, an internal cable TV system. So we will actually have TVs and, yes, can watch it. But my hope is I'll see a lot of it live because I'll be in and on the floor watching what's going on and making sure that everything's working. So, now whether I'll ever watch another convention after this one is another story. definitely try to watch it on TV. I'm not that political a person, but I've tried, over the course of time. I've worked with the City of Philadelphia for the last 8 years as a Bell Atlantic employee working, on their communications. So in that regard, you get a lot of political, but they're all Democrats or mostly Democrats. So this is a new environment with the Republican Party coming in. And it's been great. It really has. It's been a fun experience. I don't know that I'll raise my hand the next time somebody says, do you want to volunteer to do the convention? But for this one, it was great. It was a lot of fun.
Well, I want to thank you so much for talking with us.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Frank Punzo is the sales manager of Verizon, the official telecommunications provider for the Republican National Convention. Coming up, Ken Tucker reviews Steve Earle's new CD. This is Fresh Air.